Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party Book. My friends, I said a while back that don't waste your time on Obama. Concentrate on the senators who are leaving, especially the five flag burners. Replace them with real Americans, and we'll have a fighting chance to save this country. I also said we will never impeach Obama. Nobody will have the nerve to do it. I am now starting to recall those words, because there's a couple of things that are starting to bother me. His connection to the Russians is one, and his connection to the Muslim Brotherhood is another. And I just picked this up on the internet. You know, I'm on somebody's mailing list called the U.S. Justice Foundation. And they have a topic, Obama's newest partner in crime. And now I'm getting worried. And they had a picture of Obama talking with a hardcore Russian. And in a very serious discussion. And I could see the way the Russian was looking at Obama. Obama's in play. I don't like what I saw in this photo. On February 27, 2012, WikiLeaks released hundreds of thousands of emails hacked from STRATFOR, also known as Strategic Forecasting Incorporated, which some have called the Shadow CIA. A group of hackers responsible for the breach of STRATFOR was led by Jeremy Hammond, now facing decades in prison and a multi-million-dollar lawsuit from STRATFOR. Like many nabbed by our current president, and this is what concerns me, Hammond has been held indefinitely in solitary confinement and has not been granted a trial. Hammond was also aligned with Aaron Swartz, inventor of the web feed format RSS and founder of the hugely successful social news site Reddit, R-E-D-D-I-T. Swartz had hacked into a university database containing hundreds of thousands of fee-based academic articles and was planning on releasing the article database to the public. Directed by Attorney General Eric Kill All the Mexicans Holder to throw the book at him, that's Fast and Furious, with possible decades in prison under the Computer Fraud and Abuse Act, the emotional fragile Swartz, age 26, hung himself. Yeah. Now, could they have prevented it? You bet they could have. What did he use to hang himself? They didn't take it away. The hundreds of thousands of STRATFOR emails hacked by Jeremy Hammond while being released to the public have gone largely unread, even by WikiLeaks. An investigator is currently trudging through staffers' emails and has come to some troubling finds concerning the Obama administration, which we will be reporting on in the coming weeks. Have we got that much time left? One such discovery is that it appears Obama and the Prime Minister of Turkey, Recep Erdogan, who is aligned with the Muslim Brotherhood, conspired to topple the governments of Libya, Egypt, and Syria. As a background, Obama has been frantically trying to get the European Union to accept Turkey as a member despite the country's ties to Islamic radicals. Most recently, Obama forced Israel to apologize to Turkey for killing 9 so-called humanitarian activists when a Turkish-based 6-ship flotilla tried to break the Gaza blockade. This was Turkey's 9th attempt and it was in defiance of Israel's legal blockade to stop Hezbollah, Al-Qaeda, and the Muslim Brotherhood. All groups that have vowed to annihilate Israel, and we were trying to stop them from shipping weapons to the terrorist group Hamas in the Gaza Strip. Why exactly is Obama so close to Erdogan? Turkey is not an ally of the United States, and in fact is aligned with Islamic extremists, specifically the Muslim Brotherhood. Yet Obama made two visits to Turkey in 2009 while neglecting to visit Israel even once during his first term. Why indeed? Like a couple of teenage girls, according to the hacked Stratfor emails, Obama was on the phone with Erdogan almost constantly in a lead-up to the toppling of Libya's Gaddafi, Egypt's Hosni Mubarak, and I gotta tell you something, Hosni Mubarak did right by us. He might have been a tyrant, but he did right by the USA, and he honored all commitments, and he's rotting away in an Egyptian jail, and the United States is not making any effort to help him. And that goes for the guy who pinpointed bin Laden. He's rotting in a Pakistani jail, and we're doing nothing to help him. Those who help the United States get no help. So, and the attempt to topple Syria's Bashar al-Assad, I believe they tried not to topple him, as a favor to the Russians and the Iranians. During the Tahrir Square so-called protest, where they raped the CNN reporter, and Anderson Cooper just got away with by the skin of his neck, which was orchestrated by the Muslim Brotherhood, Obama secretly phoned Erdogan on January the 29th, February the 5th, and February the 12th of 2011, per one hacked Stratfor mail. Now, how many did this guy get? What did they say he got in emails? A couple of hundred thousand? Now, Sabah, S-A-B-A-H, has accessed the details of three telephone conversations made by the American president. He's not an American president. He is not an American president. The guy hates this country. He's playing us. Where was I? Sabah had accessed the details of three telephone conversations made by the American president to Prime Minister Recep Erdogan in order to discuss the crisis in Egypt. The first call was made by President Obama to Erdogan on January the 29th to discuss the start of the public uprising in Egypt. While the last call, so he knew it was coming, while the last call took place on February the 12th. Of course, it is perhaps coincidental, as we previously discussed, the current Libyan and Egyptian governments are now headed by the Muslim Brotherhood, and perhaps it is coincidental that the so-called Syrian rebels are aligned with the Muslim Brotherhood. Of course, perhaps it's also coincidental that the Syrian rebels are headed by a naturalized American citizen, Ghassan Hito, who grew up in Texas and was the vice president of the Muslim Brotherhood Front Group, Council on American-Islamic Relations to Destroy the United States. I put the last few words in there. A group that the Obama administration has had hundreds of meetings with, and they're now writing Pentagon policy in dealing with Muslims. But there are no coincidences with Barack Hussein Obama. Everything is orchestrated, scripted, and planned. And Act Two is about to begin. And I'll tell you something. This guy will hurt us the most when we're not looking. He will give us a diversification to concentrate on and take our focus away from the evil that he is going to do this country. And that's the day you got to be on guard more than ever before. Remember, communists always give you a sideshow while they stab you in the heart. You will never see the javelin that they throw. Bartender, can you play me that tune that's going out of style?
40 days before 9/11, 48 senators voted to burn the flag of the United States of America. 8 were on the Senate Intelligence Committee, headed up by Bob Graham of Florida, Carl Levin of Michigan, Rockefeller, Wyden, Durbin, Evan Bayh, John Edwards, Barbara Mikulski, Fred Thompson, plus Daniel Akaka, Evan Bayh, Robert Bennett, Joe Biden, Jeff Fingerman, Barbara Boxer, Robert Byrd, Maria Cantwell, Gene Carnahan, Thomas Carper, Lincoln Chafee, Hillary Clinton, Ted Cochran, Ken Conrad, John Corzine, Tom Daschle, Christopher Dodd, Byron Dorgan, Dick Durbin, John Edwards, Russell Feingold, Bob Graham, Tom Harkin, Daniel Inouye, James Jeffords, Ted Kennedy, John Kerry, Herb Cole, Mary Landrieu, Patrick Leahy, Carl Levin, Joe Liverwurst, Mitch McConnell, Barbara Mikulski, Patty Murray, Bill Nelson, Don Rickles, Jack Reed, Rockefeller, Paul Sarbanes, Chuck Schumer, Gordon Smith, Arlen Specter, Debbie Stabenow, Fred Thompson, Robert Torricelli, John Warner, Paul Wellstone, and Ron Wyden. 80% of flag burners vote to kill kids. Here are the flag burners in the House: Abercrombie, Ackerman, Allen, Baldwin, Barrett, Becerra, Berman, Blumeyer, Banya, Borsky, Boucher, Brady, Capuano, Cardin, Carson, Clay, Clayton, Conyers, Coyne, Davis, DeFazio, Hill, Hinchy, Heffel, Hextra, Holt, Honda, Hooley, Hoyer, Inslee, Israel, Jackson Lee, Johnson, Jones, Kennedy, Rhode Island, Kilpatrick, Kine, Kluska, LaFalce, Lawson, Leach, Lee, Obistar, Obey, Alva, Pastor, Paul Payne, Pelosi, Peterson, Petrie, Rangel, Rivers, Roy Alibard, Sabo, Sanders, Sawyer, Schakowsky, Scott, Serrano, Shadegg, Shays, Slaughter, DeGente, DeJet, DeLauro, Dix, Dingle, Doggett, Dreyer, Ehlers, Engel, Eschew, Evans, Farr, Fatah, Filner, Flake, Meek, Frank, Gilchrist, Gonzalez, Greenwood, Hall, Hastings, Levin, Lewis, Lofgren, Lowy, Maloney, Markey, Matheson, Mitsui, McCarthy, McCollum, Baghdad, McDermott, McKinney, Meehan, Watt, Meeks, Miller, Mink, Moore, Moran, Nadler, Snyder, Solis, Stark, Tanner, Tauscher, Thompson, Tierney, Udall, Colorado, Udall, New Mexico, Velasquez, Visklosky, Waters, Watson, Waxman, Anthony Weasel, Wiener, Wexel, Woolsey, Wu. Did I say Nadler?
Through the streets of my city, old glory is dragged. 48 traitor senators voted to burn my flag. 135 congressmen, they did the same. 40 days before 9/11 came, Hezbollah tortured Buckley, PLO killed with pride. A homeward bound sailor shot, bloodied, he died. Marines in Beirut, the USS Cole, Mogadishu in Kenya, and we lost our soul. No one will tell you that mothers with child were crushed and burned as terror ran wild. Of an airline stewardess whose hands that were found at the WTC, in prayer they were bound. Come all ye Americans and list while I sing, for love of our country is a terrible thing. It banishes fear with the speed of a flame and makes us all part of the patriot game. In Baghdad as I lie here my body all holds, I think of the communists who bargained and sold, voted to burn my flag. They didn't have a clue. They destroyed my constitution with the ACLU.
Maestro, play that tune one more time before the commies ban it. just came back from Good Friday Stations of the Cross. And I said goodbye to my boss, who I'll see again on Sunday. And I come in and I'm listening to Mark Levin, and Mark Levin is nailing it on the head. He's calling Obama a liar. And when you got people on the radio, legitimate people, people in good standing, are calling the President of the United States no good, we got a problem, folks. We got a big problem. We got an absolute big problem. So I check it on my computer. I come across WorldNet Daily. They're talking about Planned Parenthood is in court to assure Planned Parenthood that if a baby is born alive during an abortion and is struggling to live, that the doctor, with the permission of the mother, has the right to kill that baby while it's on the table. What do? They stab it like that doctor that got caught saying he stabs him, and one kid was 9 pounds and he could walk to the bus stop. Where are we, goddamn animals? Are we fiends? They're watching. The whole country is watching vampire movies and they're watching zombie movies. Why not go to a Planned Parenthood slaughterhouse and see what takes place there? You want to see terror and horror? That's where you got to go. And bring Bruce Springsteen with you, and he can play Born in the USA outside. One of the guys that's asking this this lawyer, if a baby's alive, wouldn't you rush him to the hospital? You know what she said? Well, the hospital could be 45 minutes or an hour away. How compassionate, huh? How compassionate? Well, you wouldn't want to get hit by a car and have her come to your rescue, would you? Oh, man. Are we in trouble? We're going to burn for this, folks. We're all going to burn. You can't look the other way on Jesus. He don't like that. And he knows. He knows what's in your heart. He knows. You can fool a lie detector test. You can fool a government questionnaire. But you ain't fooling the big banger. No way. And all you guys that wouldn't even give cab fare to the girl and had to go and kill a kid, you're going to burn. You're going to burn big time. You have no idea. If you knew what hell is like waiting on you, you wouldn't even dance with a girl. Yeah, we're in trouble, folks. We're in real trouble. Hang in there. I got more bad news. You got a president that hates this country. He hates it. He's been trained to hate it. He is more at home with the Russians than he is with Americans. Of which one he's not. You can say what you want, but he's not an American. He hates this country. And let me tell you, if he had an average job, he'd be being and being all day long. Okay. Now, the last time I heard the word czar, it was the Tsar of Russia, and he and his family were rounded up, and they were killed by the pro-choice communists who wiped out even the children, which is what's going on in the United States today. We're killing a lot of people, folks, 4,700 a day. Planned Parenthood kills 3,000, 1,200 white, 1,100 black. Blacks are being exterminated. 700 Latinos a day. A day. And you open up the telephone book. One day I'm looking for auto parts. I open up the telephone book. The abortion clinics have big ads. They show the whole staff right in the front office, all with big smiles on their faces. Why don't they show them with the instruments of torture? The Hanoi Hilton has nothing on an abortion clinic. There are very few of us who know. Oh, this is about Obama's czars. So I said the last czar was killed in Russia, but Obama's got 47 of them, I think. I think that's the number. So, as they quietly do their work. Now, they weren't elected. They were appointed by the head Bolshevik. Now, this listing of their names and job descriptions should be educational to all Americans, no matter what your political leaning. I got news for you liberals. You're going to be the first to die because you can't be trusted. You can't be trusted. You're a question mark. So rather than deal with the question mark, you'll be the first to be exterminated. If you resent the existence of these extra governmental officials with their very generous salaries funded by you, guessed it, you the taxpayer, then get angry with the one who put these characters on the payroll. Wait till you hear this. Richard Holbrooke, never liked this guy. Every time I see him, he's hurt in America. He's the Afghanistan czar. Ultra-liberal, anti-gun, former governor of New Mexico. Hey, New Mexico, what are you doing to the country? You do nothing but send us garbage. Napolitano, what's his name? The guy that was the Secretary of Energy. He's too slick for me. He's whittling and waddling. The Clintons gave him a job. He stabbed him in the back. I can't think of his name right now. Is it Richardson? Richards? Well, anyway, whenever he's around, you got to put oil dry down on the floor. He's pro-abortion and legal drug use, this guy, Richard Holbrooke, and he wants to dissolve the Second Amendment. Any amendment that gets dissolved will result in the death of a member of your family down the road, and it may be the head of the family. Ed Montgomery, auto recovery czar, black radical anti-business activist, affirmative action and job preference for blacks, University of Maryland, business school dean, teaches U.S. business has caused world poverty, Acorn board member and communist Dubois club member. My folks, the universities are gone. They have fallen to communism. You don't believe it? You know what you got to do? You got to examine. And the Catholic universities are no better. They are also vulnerable. Look at that witch that came out of Georgetown. Jeffrey Crowley, AIDS czar. Now, this is a self-inflicted wound. This AIDS thing never had to happen. They blaming the monkeys. The monkeys were in San Francisco. You check, you get a CD, CDI report, and see when the origin of AIDS. It began in bathhouses in San Francisco. Inside, when it was discovered, they discovered 32 gay guys had AIDS. Inside of 2 weeks, it broke out in New York. And they're blaming the monkeys in Africa. So he's the AIDS czar, radical homosexual, a gay rights activist. Believes in gay marriage and especially a special status for homosexuals only, including complete free health care for gays. Let me tell you something. When they talk gays and they show you a couple that's really in love, that's very nice. That tugs at your heartstrings. They never show you the dark side of the moon. They show you gay as, you know, skipping and willy-nilly. Let me tell you, there's a dark side to that moon. You don't want to go there. You don't want to go there. The former failed, this is Alan Burson, border czar, the former failed superintendent of San Diego, ultra-liberal friend of Hillary Clinton, served as border czar under Janet Reno to keep borders open to illegals without interference from the U.S. You think they, you see the heartstrings, the communists always pull at your heartstrings. They show you the poor Latino, that Mexican guy who's trying to get out from poverty, and he's coming here. But you know what that? They got an 80-pound pack of cocaine that he's got to run through the country with. And if he doesn't do his job, they'll kill his family back in Mexico. This is unbelievable. They show you the decent Mexicans that are just trying to get a leg up, but they don't show you the guys with the tattoos on their necks and the guerrilla fighters that are also coming in here. Narco terrorists are coming in here. Man, we got a drug problem. Do you know that every time you light up a joint, you kill a Mexican? Every time you light up a joint, you kill a Colombian. Every time you snort shit, you kill somebody in Latin America who's trying to survive, just trying to get by, just wants shoes, just wants water. And you're the cause of it, America. You goddamn junkie. The former failed superintendent, I said that already. Okay, David J. Hayes, California Water Czar. Senior fellow of radical environmentalist group Progress Policy. No training or experience in water management whatsoever. You turn the knob on the front and this cold stuff comes out. Ron Bloom, car czar, auto union worker, anti-business and anti-nuclear, has worked hard to force U.S. automakers out of business. Sits on the board of Chrysler, which is now auto union owned. How did this happen? What happened? I thought the Italians bought Chrysler. And Ford, what are you doing with that goddamn ad with girls tied up in the back seat? What are you, nuts? You just blew your whole image. You spent millions of dollars to build the Ford image, and you just blew it with the Kardashians tied up in bikinis and tape mouths and what's the other one? Paris Hilton. What are you, nuts? What are you, sick? Who let that dog into your hut? You're crazy. And I'll tell you another one. There's two commercials. One is for Subaru. And it's a dad with his little daughter, and it's her first school day, and she's waiting for the yellow bus. And the dad is nervous, and his daughter, how she's going to do, how she's going to make out. And the little girl is nervous. This is her first day going to school. And they're waiting, and here comes the school bus. So the little girl, she looks goodbye at her father. It looks like she's on the Titanic. And she starts climbing the stairs to the bus. So the father is driving alongside the bus. And he looks up and he sees his little girl. And she's laughing and she's having a good time with all the kids. He's happy. Now, fast forward to a Volkswagen commercial. It's a convertible. Three guys in ski masks. One guy walks into a 7-Eleven with his ski mask on, and he starts taking food, and everybody in the 7-Eleven is crapping in their pants. Guy with a ski mask, and he's helping himself to food. Everybody's waiting for the gun to come out. And then he comes out with the food, which he paid for, and the guys say, "Hey, John, you know you went in there with your ski mask on." See, they had the ski mask on because it's cold weather, but they want the top down. What a stupid-ass commercial. The schmuck that did that commercial should be made to pay the cost of that commercial double back to the company. And the company that hired him should have their head examined. That's the difference between two commercials. Where are we? We're up to Dennis Ross. Dennis Ross scares me if it's the Dennis Ross I think about. Central regions are. There's a Dennis Ross that used to be in the State Department. I don't know if it's the same guy. Believes U.S. policy has caused Mideast wars. Obama apologist to the world, anti-gun and completely pro-abortion. 4,700 mothers kill their children. You couldn't get a witch hunt to do that. You couldn't get a coven of witches to do that. You couldn't get Charles Manson to do that. 4,700 times 365 days gives you 1,200,000. Do you know how many legal immigrants come into this country to claim those Social Security numbers that should have went to those kids? 1,200,000. We are on a self-destruct mode. We're on the road to self-destruction. And we're spitting in God's face, and the communists are winning everything. And Jimmy from Brooklyn says, when the communists win, they win, and when they lose, they win. And six times now, they have gone to the courts to get gay marriage legalized. I got no problem with a union between two guys or two girls, and they should be entitled to all the benefits, but I don't want to see them in my church. I don't want to see a priest up there marrying them. I do not want to see it. It's an abomination. And God created the man and woman for the sole purpose of producing children, their children, not a petri dish. And the wedding feast at Cana was a guy and a girl. Don't shove your perversion down my throat or try and infiltrate the Boy Scouts and create new sin. We don't need it. We're on the road to hell already. We don't need an accelerant. Lynn Rosenthal, domestic violence czar, director of the National Network to End Domestic Violence. These are all heartstring pulling things, but they've got a different agenda. The agenda is the subjugation of the United States. There's going to come a day when it's outlawed, and the Star Spangled Banner is going to be rewritten. Piece by piece, the country is being taken down. They're doing one chip at a time until finally there's no foundation left. And that's what they're doing. And they're totally successful. And you know what? They're not even recognized as being communist. They have all kinds of fancy names for themselves. But it's the plan of Leon Trotsky. It's the plan of Lavrenti Beria. It's the plan of Joseph Stalin. It's the plan of Karl Marx. It's the plan of Chairman Mao, who, by the way, during World War II was growing opium just so it could come to the United States. How's that? One out of five Americans is a junkie. Think about it. That's one out of five Americans who's totally helpless. That leaves four-fifths of the country to fight a war. Who's next? Gil Kerlaskawi. He's the drug czar. Oh, what a joke this is. Oh, by the way, Lynn Rosenthal, she's a vicious anti-male feminist, and she supported male castration. Isn't that wonderful? So now Gil Kerlaskowski, he's the drug czar. He's a devoted lobbyist. You know what lobbyists do? They handle money. They have envelopes. They go around and they take care of who's got to get taken care of. Do you know how many lobbies should be in Washington, D.C.? One in a hotel. I don't care what the lobby is. It could be pro-life, pro-choice. I don't care. There should be no lobbies. Your congressman and your senator is not listening to you. You know why? He's looking for the big money. Al Franken gets $32 million in champagne contributions. Chuck Schumer gets $22 million. Menendez, the party animal, goes to the Dominican Republic on private jets, and he's clean as a whistle. I'd like to see that whistle. He's good for $18 million in champagne contributions. And if you want to know what your congressman is worth, not to you, but to somebody, check his champagne contributions. And all you got to do is type in your congressman, your senator, and campaign contributions. And there's an outfit that has that service. It'll come right up. And here's something else. What was it I just heard? Oh, yeah. They just made a big bust, the FBI. The FBI is protecting America. The FBI got an inside trader from Wall Street, and they got him good. But I never saw the FBI go to the House and the Senate and say, you guys made it a law that only you could do inside trading. We would like to see how you did doing inside trading. We'd like to see what stocks you bought. Do you have a list? Can we get a list of all your transactions? Oh, gee. Oh, look who this is. Oh, look who that is. Wow. Oh, don't you pass legislation in favor of those companies? Well, I never thought of it that way. Yeah, give me a break, folks. We're being ripped off. We're being ripped off so obvious that when a guy wins an election, the first thing he does is he steals because everybody else is. So, Gil Kerlikowski, drug czar, devoted lobbyist for every restrictive gun law proposal, former chief of police in liberal Seattle. Washington State is gone, folks. It's even starting to fall into the ocean now. It is gone. Washington and Oregon are red. Whoever gave blue to the Republicans never should have done it. That was a stupid move. The red states are the communist states. Believes no American should own a firearm. Supports legalization of all drugs. All drugs. You hear that? You know what that means? Well, I can handle drugs. I don't have a problem. Where's your kid tonight? Oh, he's with his friends. How's he doing? Well, I gave him his allowance, $1,000 a week. Yeah. Give me a break, man. Give me a break. We can't control anything. Jesus says a good man falls 7 times a day. I got news for him. We're up to 14. Oh, this one is really going to kill me. This one. Paul Volcker. I never trusted this guy. He was too chummy. Big heavyset guy. He was big in finance and an advisor to the UN on how to rip off America. I never trusted this guy. And they used him to investigate one of their cover up financial shenanigans. I forget which one. But he's the economic czar. Head of the Federal Reserve under Jimmy Carter when U.S. economy nearly failed. I got a Ford station wagon. The interest was 15.5% under Jimmy Carter. Obama appointed head of the Economic Recovery Advisory Board. I saw Monica Crowley. She said 1 year, the first $1 trillion that Obama got, only 7% went to road projects. Yeah. Unbelievable. Which engineered the Obama economic disaster to U.S. economy. Member of Anti-Business Progressive Policy Organization. His pockets are full. All these people got full pockets. Carol Browner. Energy and environment czar. You know why we're not drilling for oil? Because the communists haven't figured out how to get most of it for themselves. That's why we're not drilling for oil. Once they have a plan in place where they benefit the most, they'll be drilling. Okay, so Carol Browner, political radical, former head of the EPA. EPA should be closed tomorrow. Closed. Don't need it. Get them out of there. Send them to the border. Let them give out the ballots to illegal aliens. Known for anti-business activism, strong anti-gun ownership. You notice all these people are anti-gun. There is a movement to take your guns away. They're going to do it. They're going to come into your house and they're going to violate all of the amendments. You're going to lose your free speech. You're going to lose your right to search and prevent search and seizure. You're going to be quartering troops. Strong. They're all anti-gun. There's a reason why they're all anti-gun. And it doesn't have anything to do with the kids up in Connecticut. Nothing whatsoever. They're just pawns in a game. Joshua Dubois. Faith-based czar. Yeah, there you go. Political black activist, degree in black nationalism, anti-gun ownership lobbyist. What the hell does a faith-based czar do? He shuts down other faiths. Cameron Davis, Great Lakes czar. You know the Great Lakes is the largest body of drinking water? Did you know that? In the world? Chicago radical anti-business environmentalists. All these people have Chicago connections. Blames George Bush for poisoning the water that minorities have to drink. No experience or training in water management, and he's a former Acorn board member. What does that tell us? Here's the hero of NBC, Van Jones. He's the green jobs czar. He has resigned. He's a black activist, member of American Communist Party and San Francisco Communist Party, who said George Bush caused the 9/11 attack and wanted George Bush investigated by the World Court for War Crimes. Once they take your guns away, all your court actions will be run by The Hague. And never forget, Europe is communist already. They're just, they're all wearing their suits this week. But all their benefits are communist. Bush investigated by the World Court for War Crimes. Black activists with strong anti-white views. Oh, you mean he's a racist? I thought only whites were racists. David Fried, Guantanamo. Human rights activist for foreign terrorists. You know what the human rights should be for foreign terrorists? Instant checkout. Don't bother bringing them back. You meet them on the battlefield, you leave them on the battlefield. He's the closure czar. Believes America has caused the war on terrorism. Believes terrorists have rights above and beyond Americans. You meet them on the battlefield, you leave them on the battlefield. If somebody tells you you got to read them a merengue warning, you do a little merengue after you leave them on the battlefield. Nancy Ann DePaul, health czar. Former head of Medicare and Medicaid, a strong health care rationing proponent. She is married to a reporter for the New York Times, so that says anything. New York Times endorsed Joseph Stalin. Vivek Kundra, information czar, born in New Delhi, India, controls all public information, including labels and news releases, monitors all private internet emails. Vivek Kundra. Wonderful. And you know, do you know that one of the things that Obama says about bringing immigrants into the country, he says we need to bring in educated immigrants because the kids here are dumb. Oh, he didn't say that in so many words, but listen to his speeches. And why are they dumb? Because their teachers made them dumb. Well, we don't want to get involved. Some of the children are violent. Yeah, why are they violent? Because you made them dumb. Todd Stern, international climate czar. I hate the word international. I believe in one national. Me, you, American. Nobody else. That's right. Me, you, American. American, good. International, bad. This is Todd Stern now. Anti-business, former White House chief of staff, strong supporter of the Kyoto Accord. I thought we had a winner in Bush. The first thing he did is he canceled the Kyoto Treaty. I said, here we go, man. We're getting the country back. But, he got a little soft. He let turn to public opinion affect him a little bit. But he did hang Saddam. The cowboy hanged Saddam. And Saddam is now buried on Sandal Hill. Sandal Hill. There, the outlaw band took their final stand. Todd Stern, international climate czar, blames U.S. business for global warming. You want to see global warming? There's a guy in North Korea that's going to introduce you to global warming like you never seen before. You just keep letting all those communists come up through the drug routes and all the terrorists coming up through the drug routes. And one day, when you open the suitcase that you think is cocaine, it will be anthrax. And then we'll have a committee. We'll form a committee. We'll get a speech from a senator. Senator blah blah, and then we will have an investigation, and then we will do a book. Oh, this is sad, man. This is sad. Dennis Blair, intelligence czar, retired Navy, stopped U.S. guided missile program as provocative, chair of ultra-liberal Council on Foreign Relations. I wish I had Jimmy from Brooklyn on this show. He could, if I said Council of Foreign Relations, the first thing he'd say is communist back to so-and-so. He'd give you dates, addresses, places, and times. You wouldn't believe. There's a woman running for mayor in New York. Her name is Christine Quinn. I mentioned Christine Quinn, Quinn to Jimmy from Brooklyn. He says, 10 years ago, she was a speaker at the Communist Party of New York, of the United States, in a meeting in New York. And this guy backs up everything with press releases, and he even joined the Communist Party to go to the meetings and get the straight scoop. He's got a lifetime of fighting communism, but nobody wants to say the word communist. They're afraid. You know, that's like saying the N word. Yeah, if you say communism, well, you must be a McCarthyite. That's right, I am a McCarthyite. What was McCarthy's problem? He had the wrong list? Well, now we got the right list. So, Dennis Blair, intelligence czar, and he blames American organizations for regional wars. The goal, you got to read the 45 goals of the Communist Party that was entered into the congressional record in 1962. It's in my book. I list all 45 of them. And the Communist Manifesto, I think there's 12 points. You got to read that too. The 45 goals that were the goal of the Communist Party of the international communism in 1962 have all been achieved in the United States. Joe Stalin said, the three greatest attributes of the United States is patriotism, it's destroyed. Spirituality, it's destroyed. Morality, 4,700 dead babies are having their throats cut tonight. What are you, crazy? Jack the Ripper can't kill that many. Okay, who's next? George Mitchell. He's the Mideast peace czar. You see the Mideast? You see the condition that Obama has put it in? And you, if you listen to the beginning of the show, you read that he's talking to the president of Turkey. He's given Turkey all of his moves. And he's getting orders. I think he's getting orders from Turkey and Russia. This guy is not for America. And you don't realize it because you're getting free stuff. But you know what happens with people that get free stuff? They get replaced. They get replaced because they become too expensive. So, Dennis Blair, we already covered him. George Mitchell, Mideast peace czar, former senator from Maine, left-wing radical. You see the two Republican senators from Maine? They're left-wing radicals too. And they're Republicans. Olympia Snowjob and Susan Tom Collins. I call them the Cauldron Sisters. And they don't like kids. So, George Mitchell has said Israel should be split into two or three smaller, more manageable plots, and God forbid. A true anti-nuclear, anti-gun, pro-homosexual, special rights advocates. Hey, homosexuals, I got news for you. You're in play. You're in play just like the blacks were in play. And the Latinos, you're all in play. You think it's Whitey complaining? Got news for you. We've been here for a long time. We see what goes on. And you're in play. And if you don't think you're not in play, stand up and go against them. See what happens to you. Object to something. See what happens to you. You're getting uppity. No. I'm going to have to fit you for fetters. You're in play. You're being used. The communists use the heartstring. They're going to talk about slavery until you can't beat it anymore. They're going to give you reasons to hate this country. They're going to give you reasons to finger the flag. They're going to give you reasons to hate your God. And they're going to give you reason to break your aunt's heart because she loves God. And those little black churches that are clinging, just hanging on. Not the ones that are run by the showboys. Not the circus clowns. I'm talking about the ones that sincerely work in the community and try and help and heal and keep their little community together in spite of fire, dungeon, and sword. Those are the people that are hurting the most. Not the ones the communists show you. Not the stunts. You know they're stunts. You know, you can put a guy in the Tea Party and he can say he's a he's pro-American, and the first time he goes on TV, he uses the N-word. He's done the damage. He's a communist stunt creator. They got him all over. You're not playing with people that have morals. You're playing with people that have no God. They will use you any way they can. They have infiltrated Islam. They have infiltrated the Catholic Church. They have infiltrated all the schools. There isn't a school that's safe. Show me one. Show me one. I don't doubt that there is one. But I'm telling you, it's the minority. And you're in the minority because you're an American. And one day you won't be allowed to say that word. And you won't have any rights. You may be able to say it as they take you away in the truck for re-indoctrination. Okay, so we talked about George Mitchell. Now we got Kenneth Feinberg, the Pazar, chief of staff to Ted Kennedy. Ted Kennedy is, if Judas came back and met Ted Kennedy, he would say, "I'm better than you." Ted Kennedy sold out his own people. He restricted them from coming into the country. Ted Kennedy drove women to drink and into drink. Ted Kennedy is burning in hell. He's in boiler number 3, shoveling coal. A lawyer who got rich off of 911 victims' payoffs, Ken Feinberg. He got rich off of 911 victims' payoffs. Cass Sunstein, I've heard about this guy. He's the regulatory czar. What does that mean? You checking everybody to see if they're regular? Liberal activist judge. He's a judge. Believes free speech needs to be limited for the common good. Essentially against the First Amendment. Rules against personal freedoms many times, like private gun ownership and the right to free speech. This guy has to be run out of Washington. John Holdren, the science czar. You can see what kind of people Obama has surrounded himself with. These are all hate America people. And you don't think your president hates this country? He hates it with a passion. His wife told you that. His wife told you, only I got this job, I would hate your guts. That's my version. Go to the video. And speaking of video, something just came to mind. Oh, what was it? I was thinking about it. A video. Oh, we were talking about some of these rats and the money that they got, the trillions that they went through. There is a guy who also is in this group. His name is Robert Reich, and he was with Clinton, and now he's with Obama. And when they were talking about spending the money in the first tranche, remember that? They were getting tranches of money. He said, be sure that none of this construction money goes to white construction workers. Robert Reich is Jewish, and he is Caucasian. And he said, be sure that none of this money goes to white construction workers. You don't believe me? Go to YouTube. You'll hear him say it with your own ears and eyes. Robert Reich, no money for white construction workers. Google it. Now, who are we up to? Oh, a science czar. A science czar. The guy shut down all American technological advances. This guy's name is John Holdren, fierce ideological environmentalist, Sierra Club. Sierra Club is communist. I'm calling it communist because they're trying to hurt America. Anybody that tries to hurt America, to me, is a communist. Anybody that does a bait and switch, says I'm for this but I'm for that, is a communist. A liberal is a communist. A progressive is a communist. And the independents are liberals who are hiding under the independent label because they're ashamed of what they've done by selling this country out. If you ever read, if you want to get a good book about how we got screwed in Vietnam, I'm halfway through it. It's called Black April. It's a heartbreaker. It's a heartbreaker. Absolute heartbreaker. Not only were the Americans betrayed by our own, but the South Vietnamese people were sold out. by our own. You have no idea how they begged for help and munitions and gasoline, and we lied to them. We told them we were going to take it under consideration. We sold them out. And who was doing the selling? Ford. Ford was doing the selling with the help of all the Democrats. They sold out the South Vietnamese people. They didn't have a chance. And you know what? We could have taken out the North Vietnamese army at the very end. We could have wiped them off the face of the map of the earth. But when you politicians fight a war, we lose. And I'll tell you something else. You see all these negotiators that go around to all these countries and they talk. Wherever they go, they lose. Americans cannot negotiate. They are failures at negotiation. Absolute failures. Go all the way back to Korea. They are failures. You cannot negotiate with a communist. The communists love to form coalitions and join coalitions in order to destroy the coalition. Americans aren't up for the game. And we can't fight a war more than 4 years. That's why we got to be swift and sudden and put an end to it right away. We don't have to do Fallujah twice. We didn't have to do Fallujah twice. That was politicians sticking their noses where it didn't belong. Okay. So, I talked about the Holdren, the science czar, claims U.S. business has caused world poverty, has no science training. Yeah, the Sierra Club is just an agency to restrict the growth of the United States. That's all it is. They could care less about grass growing anywhere. They're phonies. They do the heartstring routine. Oh, yes, the little piping plover. The little piping plover. Yeah, give me a break. You buy a hundred beachfront property and the Environmental Protection Agency says there's a piping plover and he's got an egg on that property and you can't build on it. Let me tell you something. I got a cat that likes some piping plovers. Yeah. And the farmers, I feel so bad for the fishermen in New England. They are being effed. They are being fuked. The government is driving them out of business, destroying them, destroying a five-generation industry, and nobody is helping them. Nobody is helping them. It is so sad. We are wiping ourselves out. We've destroyed our ability to produce product, and now we're destroying our ability to farm and fish. And how do they begin? They go after the little guys. They go after the guy with a crew of five. They go after the farming family. These bastards, they are doing to the American farmer and to the American fisherman what Stalin did to the Ukrainians. He starved them out. They were a farming society. He starved them out. When he got finished with them, there were 10 million dead that you won't talk about. They'll show you the Nazis, but they'll never show you what communists do to people that don't cooperate. Never forget that. You're not fighting Nazis. You're fighting communists, but you don't know it yet because nobody told you. And they starved out 10 million Ukrainians, and the Ukrainians ended up eating their dead children. And that's how communists deal with people that don't go along with the program. And never forget, you look at Cuba. We screwed the Cuban people. You know how we screwed them? We didn't back them up. We abandoned them at the Bay of Kennedys. And Jack Kennedy stood there and he told those Cubans that put their lives on the line to get their country back that one day the Cuban flag would, their flag would fly over Havana. You know where it is? It's in a baseball stadium in Florida. And the Cubans were betrayed big time. And then Bill Clinton took Elian Gonzalez, snatched him out of a house, and gave him back to Fidel Castro for future favors. It's all about money, folks. Bill Clinton's worth at least $139 million. Not bad for a guy that only had a government job. And a book deal is a payoff. So, it's another champagne contribution, as a stock tip is, for senators and congressmen that are allowed to inside trade, but nobody else in the country is. How do you get away with that? You know what? I don't think they should be voted out of office. I think they should be shot. Well, that's insurrection. You're talking, well, we could shoot them with golf balls, with ping pong balls. We'll use ping pong ball guns on them, okay? Is it an automatic? Yeah. Unbelievable. Yeah. You know who's running the country? Piers Morgan. You know Piers Morgan from NBC? You know what? You know what his first name indicates? He hangs around Navy ships when the fleet's in. Piers Morgan. Do you know if Piers Morgan had his way, he'd be the Duke. If we didn't win the American Revolution, Piers Morgan would be the Duke of New Jersey. Yeah. Oh, who said it? Somebody was talking about Ben Franklin going to England right after to smooth the British feelings over about anti-Americanism, and because we won the Revolution, and he was at a party and he had to relieve himself and he had to go to an outhouse. And when he got into the outhouse, there was a picture of George Washington. So he went back. After he did his business, he went back to the party, and they were all laughing because they knew the picture of Washington was out there. And they said, well, what do you think about the picture of Washington in the outhouse? I says, boy, that's one way to scare the shit out of the British. But anyway, having said that, okay, so what are we up to? Stimulus accountability czar, Earl Devaney, spent career trying to take guns away from American citizens, believes in open borders to Mexico, author of statement blaming U.S. gun stores for drug war in Mexico. I believe that Fast and Furious was created. You see all these anti-gun people on this list? Fast and Furious was supposed to be a golden ticket for gun confiscation. What they had done is they had told gun dealers to sell to narco traficantes weapons. 2,200 guns that we know about went to narco terrorists back into Mexico. And what was supposed to happen is the guns were supposed to be identified as being purchased in the United States, and the gun dealers that were told to sell the guns would have been told they're under arrest, and they would have been put in sequestration, and they wouldn't have had a chance to plead their case, and then the government would have used all of these czars to promote the gun confiscation of every American citizen. My friends, the day you give up your guns is the day you give up your country. You won't even have to mention the word liberty. You'll already be dead man walking. You don't give up anything. Don't give up a slingshot. And never forget, the Second Amendment was not for hunters. That was a given. Everybody hunted. Everybody went out and shot breakfast. It was not for hunters. That's what the communist lie is. The Second Amendment is to keep you, Mr. America, from being hunted. And our forefathers had the brains to know an unarmed American is a slave. And if you want to get people upset, you know what you should do? You want to really get everybody riled up? Say, well, listen, most of the crime is being created in ghetto neighborhoods by blacks. So let's go into the ghetto neighborhoods and take only the black guns away. You know, what do you think your reaction would be? Huh? You know what the reaction would be. No. I don't want to see anybody lose their right to bear arms of any color. And you're definitely not going to take them away from the American Indians. Because they know that routine. Yeah. And we'll be just like them if we don't keep our eyes open and our powder dry. Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition, and we'll all stay free. And don't think somebody ain't thinking. If they're killing 1,100 black babies a day, there's somebody thinking of just confiscating the guns from the blacks. 1,100 black babies a day, and they're 13% of the population. And the and the whites are killing 1,200. This is at Planned Parenthood. And what's the whites? 50%? 60%? Give me a break, man. We're in trouble. This country is so divided. You might as well call it the United Smithereens of America. We are divided beyond repair. So who are we up to here? We're up to J. Scott Gratian. He's the Sudan Czar. The Sudan Czar, where they nail Christian boys to wooden chairs. Where they nail Christian boys to trees. Who does it? Muslims. Muslims, Muslims, Muslims. Well, they must be the mad Muslims. Yes, they are mad, for sure. So, he's the Sudan Czar. He's a native of the Democratic Republic of Congo. Believes U.S. does little to help third world countries. George Patton said the rest of the world, in 1945, he said, the rest of the world better learn to take care of themselves, because if we take care of them, we will surely starve and go broke. And truer words were never spoken. You know, you hear everybody say, you give a man a fish, it lasts a day. You teach him how to fish, he can feed himself forever. Yep. So, he's the Sudan Czar, and he's asking for highest U.S. taxes to support the United Nations. Do you know how much money we should send to the United Nations? No money. Only goods. One towel, one bar of soap, and a ma'asalama. We'll see you around. Because this agency is nothing but another welfare state. And they don't help their people. You could send $100 million to Africa, and the people of Africa will get $25. And all the rest will go to Cyprus, Paris. Yeah. We're in trouble, folks. We're buying too many friends. And the real Americans know the truth. Real Americans said when the pirates in Tripoli wanted tribute, real Americans who stood up and said, burn them to the ground. Not a penny, a millions for defense, not a penny for tribute. And here Uncle Sam is going around handing out money. These people would never be welcome. And if you think these Democrats would get elected if they weren't buying votes, they wouldn't get one vote. The free merd crowd would not get anything. Who else is up here? Herb Allison, he's the TARP czar. TARP, Fannie Mae CEO responsible for the U.S. recession by using real estate mortgages to back up the U.S. stock market, caused millions of people to lose their life savings. My friends, we have been injured on two counts. One is real estate, that your house is underwater, and two is your stock investment. That is also down. You never recovered what you lost. You're working on tomorrow's money now. Yesterday's money is gone. That is really sad. But I got to tell you, if you want to, nobody understands how banking works, and neither do I. But I'll tell you how this banking scam pulled us all into it. Guy like Jesse Jackson shows up at Chase Bank. He's got a guy with him that can't pay a mortgage. He goes, this gentleman wants a mortgage. The banker says he doesn't qualify. He has no job. Tomorrow, I'm going to have 600 people out here, and we're going to be protesting that you're redlining black people. And the banker says, okay, he's got the mortgage. He's got it. No problem. I don't want to be hassled. Jesse Jackson was the bag man for Clinton at Wall Street. Used to go down to Wall Street. Looking around here. I only see two black people in the office. Jesse, what did Bill want? Can you fill this bag to the top? Yeah, we're suckers. We are suckers, and the taxpayer is the biggest sucker of all. He is working so hard, he hasn't got time to see that he's being fooked. And not only that, right now, the guy that's working three full-time jobs is going to be forced to work 6 part-time jobs because business owners are going to start cutting back on benefits. And the first thing they're going to do is, we don't need full-time, we only need part-time, because there's no penalties for part-time workers. And then somebody in Congress will say, hey, they're trying to get away with something. We got to pass another law. What else we got? We're still rolling here. Okay, we talked about the TARP czar. Joe Brennan, terrorism czar. John Brennan, I think he's head of the CIA now, isn't he? Anti-CIA activist. He's head of the CIA, right, John Brennan? No training in diplomatic or government affairs. Believes open borders to Mexico in a dialogue with terrorists, and has suggested Obama disband the U.S. military. And he's the terrorism czar. For what? Causing it? My friends, there are more terrorists in this country today than before 9-1-1. And they're all waiting for the bugle. And once they hear the bugle, your wife is going to have to go out and buy Kevlar for the baby carriage. Because the first thing they're going to hit are the malls. You got caught off guard for 9-1-1. Wait till you get caught off guard for the whole country. We have nothing to protect ourselves. The laws are not in your favor. You're just an American. You don't count in your own country. You're a stranger in your own country. John Brennan, I can't believe that. Anti-CIA activist. He's the head of the CIA. Anish Chopra, technology czar. No technology training. Worked for the advisory board company, a healthcare think tank for hospitals. Anti-doctor activist, supports Obama healthcare rationing and salaried doctors working exclusively for the government healthcare plan. You don't know how bad this healthcare thing is going to be. And doctors aren't saying too much. But there's going to come a day. We have a friend in Brazil, and we said, how's the healthcare in Brazil? Oh, it's the best. It's the finest. You just got to bring money. Hello, ambulance? What, you got the money? They want cash. Adolfo Carrion Jr., urban affairs czar, Puerto Rican-born anti-American activist and leftist group member in Latin America. He's a millionaire slumlord of the Bronx in New York. He owns many lavish homes, condos, which he got from sweetheart deals with labor unions. My friends, why does the United States government need a union? Who treats workers better than the United States government? Why do they need a union? You're paying those people to organize against you. I never heard of such a thing. Ashton Carter, he's the weapons czar. He's a leftist. No kidding. Wants all private weapons in the U.S. destroyed. Supports U.N. ban on firearms ownership in America. No other policy. And Gary Seymour. These are all appointed by Osama bin Laden. Gary Seymour, WMD policy czar, former U.S. communist. I like former. Once a communist, always a communist. Wants U.S. to destroy all weapons of mass destruction unilaterally as a show of good faith, has no other policy. How lucky are we that these people who are helping President Obama in the running of our country and the White House? You lost your country, my friends. It's over. When you gave him the second term, you said goodbye to your country, and wait till you see what evil he wields against us. You have no idea what you got yourself into. You know what? You better get to church tomorrow and ask God to come back, because you're up the fat lady's burka. Thank you.
of the coming of the Lord. He is trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He has loosed his faithful lightning of his terrible swift sword. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Of 100 circling camps, they have built for him an altar in the evening dews and damps. I can read his righteous sentence by the dim and flaring lamps. His face is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Figures you and me, as he died to make men whole. Let us live to make men free, while God.